What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. So on the first of the month, any month, the first words that you utter aloud might want to be rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. And it's an old English custom that on the first of the month it brings you luck, it brings you love, it brings you opportunities, it brings you a different perspective. So just letting you know, rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. Okay, a couple things before I get to the calls. First is, today's the first of the month, so the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month is the best time to start the 9-Day Energy Reset. That's available as an e-guide on Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com, or go to day, dayer.com, and you can go through that to the links of the pages to download it through either Kindle or Barnes & Noble. It's a 9-day ritual that you do. And so I've been doing the Psychic View radio program now since 2003. And throughout the years, I've actually been giving you rituals that help you with certain things. Well, they're all gathered in this wonderful 9-day guide. And it actually shows you how to draw to you what you want instead of chasing after what you want. So, and by the way, for those of you that are on LinkedIn, I have created a Psychic View radio page. And it chronologically lists all of the different venues Psychic View has been on since 2003. And by the way, the word Psychic View are trademarked to me. So just to let you know, if you find another Psychic View out there, it ain't mine. Just letting you know. Okay. So, but anyway, if you go on LinkedIn and look up Psychic View, you'll find my radio broadcast. And you can go ahead and like it. I just created that page. And I also have my Mystic Mona page on LinkedIn, which, of course, you can also jump on and connect with me there. And then on Facebook, I'm listed as Mystic Mona. I'm also listed as Mona Van Joseph. Either one, love to have you as a friend of mine on Facebook. Love to have you follow my positive and uplifting posts that I put on Facebook because, you know what, that's what life's about, looking at the better side of things. And not expecting the awful side of things, if you know what I mean. All right, so I'm going to go right to the callers. I've got somebody here from the 201 area code. Let's get them on the air. Hello, 201. Who's this?
Hi, it's Rose.
Hi, Rose. What's your question?
What do you see with regards to my love life, please?
Well, okay, I can tell by the tone in your voice that you're a little exasperated about it. So, okay. So there's a man here that is kind of quirky. I would definitely call him somebody that There's the right way, the wrong way, and his way of doing things. And what I'm seeing here is he's an awful lot of hard work. Do you recognize him?
No, I'm single right now. He must be coming.
Okay, and I want you to watch out for him. I don't want you, here's what I don't like about this guy coming into your life. He's going to look great on paper. He's just going to look wonderful on paper, but he's kind of a dick, all right? He's coming up reversed. He's somebody that, again, he's the age you want. He's got a career. He's a good man, you know, in his mind. But I don't think that he treats women very well.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of looks at women as though they're supposed to serve him, and that's exactly what you don't want.
Right.
Okay, so, and I think that that's a pattern that you've had before where you found yourself attracted to difficult men because they think that you view the difficult men as though they have some sort of strength, and really them being difficult like that is more of a weakness and a more of a reluctance on their part to open their heart to you, and you don't want that. So what I'm getting is that, now do you work right now?
No, I'm looking for work.
Okay, because what it's saying is that you're likely to meet a better match through some sort of a job.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's because you deal with the public. I don't know if it's going to be a coworker. But what it's saying here is that you can't put the love life ahead of filling up your day with something productive to do. So what your cards are actually addressing is finding something productive to do and then focus on the love life. Because what I'm getting here is that you may lower your standards in a relationship specifically because you're not working.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You see what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
It's funny because when I was on, I was on Sister Wives back a few years ago. So if you Google Mystic Mona Sister Wives, you can watch the clip when I was on. And there's a sentence that one of the wives says that a man is not a financial plan. And I'm saying that because I don't want any men looking at you, and when you say, well, I'm not working right now, I don't want them looking at you as though you can't support yourself. You see what I mean?
That's not true.
Okay, well, no, but what I'm saying is that first impression a lot of men will have is that she doesn't have enough to do, and I'm going to have to fill up her life and support her in some way. So whether that's via entertainment or whatever it is, what it's saying here is that I want you to create something productive, creative, fun, interactive with people in your life, even if you don't have a job right now. So I'll even tell you, whatever city you live in, I would look up networking groups in your city. And I would start attending the lunches and the breakfast saying that I'm exploring, you know, kind of what to do with my life right now. And be incredibly open to what presents itself to you. But you got to get yourself out of the house and connecting with people to meet the love that you want in your life.
Right.
The UPS guy is not going to deliver it to your door unless it is the UPS guy.
I know that. But as soon as I find work, I will definitely start going out. That's not a problem.
Okay, but I think that by you networking, I'm serious. Okay, here in Vegas, there's a couple groups I go to that I absolutely love. One is called ProNet, all right? And ProNet is this wonderful little breakfast meeting that costs $10 to go to, right? And people interact with each other. It's awesome. And we have had people show up that are between successes. They're between jobs. And they say, I'm introducing myself to the group because I have experience in this, this, and this, and I'm looking for a job. And people have found work that way. Because
mm-hmm.
Here's the thing with you, Rose, when people meet you, they like you.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to meet more people.
Yes,
and
definitely.
Then I'm telling you, through that, through something connected with you finding work or getting a job, you find romance. But watch out for this dork I don't like. Because he's a guy, I don't like this guy. He's, you know, tales from the dork side here. I don't like this guy.
I'm so picky, I probably won't like him either, so.
Okay, well, but I want to tell you, Rose, he looks great on paper. But you're going to find that he's got very weird ideas about the role of women in the world. And that's the red flag.
Okay.
All right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Thanks,
see you
Mona.
Later. Okay, see ya. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Sharon. How are you? Happy Sunday.
Hi, Sharon. Happy Sunday.
Hello.
What's your question for me?
Tomorrow is Monday, and I have an interview after work. How does
Yay.
It look to you? There's two men. Two men.
Oh,
this is one I'm interested in. Yeah, this is a job that I really would like.
Okay, so... okay, so tell me, I got three men showing up in your cards.
There's three
I've
men
got
that work
one...
in the office, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so there are three guys here. There's one guy that is still stinging from whoever had your job before. There was some really weird bullcrap that happened with the person that was filling that role that you had before, okay.
Okay.
And he took it very emotionally. So I don't know if there was an affair going on. I don't know if that he just was really fond of the person and they up and left. But what I'm getting here
okay.
is that they want somebody that's really ready to two things. Commit to the job.
Yes, okay.
And take their own happiness and the job seriously. All right? So here's
okay.
the thing. There's a guy right in the middle that is, he's the decision maker. The other two are sort of his lackeys. They're his colleagues.
Okay.
So, boy, I said lackey.
You got it right on.
That.
I'm telling
okay.
you. That is
okay.
so perfect. Go on.
Okay,
I read
so,
the LinkedIn, but go on.
Okay, you're so cute. Okay, so what I'm seeing here is there's a get-it-done kind of guy. And what
okay.
I would do is do whatever I can to research the company. And what I would say to, and I'm hoping he's the guy sitting right in the middle, because the way your cards are coming up is you've got the guy that is, he's still stinging from the person that left or why there's a vacancy,
okay?
Okay? Then you've got
All right.
this guy in the middle that wants to fill this position quickly, and he wants somebody competent that he can put in there and that can hit the ground running, okay? And then you
okay.
have this other guy that's got kind of an ego here. So what I would do is I would research all three guys if you can, and if you can
okay.
address to each one of them, like if you say to the guy that's got the big ego, you know what, I'm really impressed by blah, blah, blah project that you did. I read about that in the
okay.
news. Wow, what amazing thing you did for the company, kind of that kind of thing. And then then the guy that probably is stinging from the person that left might be connected with the money, so he might be the CFO.
Okay.
But he's connected with the money in some way. So you say to him, one of the things
it's
that
I
do... It's
a money office. You're so great. You're so accurate. That's what it is.
Okay.
It's finance.
Okay.
But go on.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Sorry.
So, but there's one guy that's like absolutely anal retentive about money. So what you say
okay.
is, probably the biggest reason I have been successful in my past projects is I'm very pragmatic about looking at expenses and doing the most with the least amount of money.
Okay, that's really a good way to answer it. Okay.
Okay, so, and the other thing is, when they ask you, so, Sharon, tell me about yourself, because I hate that question, right? But I have a really great
okay.
answer. But you tell me... Because it's my radio program, and I can take as long as I want with each person. So you tell me, if someone were to say to you, Sharon, tell me about yourself, what do you answer that with?
Well, I started out what I've been doing in my career. That's usually how I started out. Because that's
okay.
really what they're looking for.
Okay, so here's an idea. You can adopt it any way you want.
Okay.
But this is my favorite way to answer that question. So,
okay.
Mona, I'm going to use me. Mona, tell me about yourself. See, I could do a lot of things. I could talk about being a psychic. I could talk about sales. I could talk about my career. I could talk about my personal life. I could talk about my adoption and love of cats.
They never want personal, though. They want what you do.
Wait.
Your, but go on. What were you going to say?
Wait.
I want to hear your open. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. So I could say any of those things, all right? But what I usually say is something like this. I'm a really, really good cook. And what I do is I follow the first recipe I try, a new recipe I try, I follow the directions exactly the very first time I do it. And I see how it comes out. And then the next time I do the recipe, I add my own little quirks to it. Sometimes I can do it where it costs a little less money. Sometimes, excuse me. Sorry, tickle in my throat. Sometimes I add, like, my famous coconut oatmeal cranberry walnut cookies. I started out with a regular oatmeal cookie recipe, and I tweaked it. Well, now it comes out as a better recipe. And even though it costs me the same amount of money, it's a better product. So what I do and what I have done in all of my jobs is I've acted as a catalyst to improve upon existing protocol and make it better and make it more of a team effort. That's what I do. That's who I am. And I do that in my personal life, and I do it in my professional life. And by the way, when they ask you a question, I want you to count to two before you answer it. So when they ask you a question, Sharon, tell me about yourself. I want you to count in your head, 1001, 1002, and do your absolute best to not interrupt any of them when they're speaking.
Okay.
Because I know you're so excited about this job that your enthusiasm might run over their questions. And I want you to do at the end of the question, make sure they're done talking, count 1001, 1002, and then answer the question. Because what happens sometimes when people really, 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 really want a job is they become impatient with the process of the interview. And I want you to look at these three men as though that they're your favorite uncle or cousin, and you're waiting to hear their story.
And don't look desperate, I know.
Do you think I have
a good chance?
I'm giving you the tools to get this job.
Okay.
All right? And the thing is you want this job so badly that and that's why I'm telling you, slow down.
Okay.
Just slow down during this process. Enjoy the whole thing. Enjoy the interview. And then I want you to come up with three questions. And one of them is, tell me why this position's open and available.
I always ask that. Always.
Oh, good girl. All right, good girl. I think you got this. And then you're going to email me after the interview and let me know what happened.
Thanks, Mona. Listen, again, I want to listen. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'll keep you on hold then. All right.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Okay, I'm going to go to area code 916. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Good morning, Mona. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Oh, hi, Wendy. I know who you are. What's your question?
I love you. Well,
you're so sweet.
Mona,
thank you. I love you too, baby.
Thank you. 2-week anniversary now at my new job. And you know what? I'm going to tell you what I think, but you're the expert. It was a nightmare the first week because they couldn't get me into their system for a whole week this time. But you know what? Something happened. I prayed and I prayed, and the space to my left became available. And a woman by the name of Laura has been sitting there, and she is a Tenured employee, and she is training for this job because her old job went away,
mm-hmm.
and she has become an angel. She helps me with computer navigation. She makes me laugh appropriately, and
mm-hmm.
I really think that it's by divine will that it was set up this way, that she sit right next to me, because somebody else tried to and it didn't work out. And also, that first time I was there, a very nice young lady, bless her heart, was going to be my supervisor, but I didn't sense things were going to be good. And I think my supervisor, I'm not sure, is going to be a lady who's about my age, maybe even a year older. Her name is Lucinda. And
yes.
I feel a very good vibe about this. So I think that it was by divine will that it was timing, that it was arranged, that I'm going to have a mentor sitting right next to me. And I hope, I'm not sure, but I think that Lucinda might be my new boss. And she seems very kind and supportive. So what do you think?
Well, I think that these last 3 years have been the most awful 3 years you've ever had to live through.
Absolutely.
And I think these awful 3 years have now come to an end, and you now get to have this new beginning and stay at a job until you retire or until you choose to leave. What's interesting here is that I see you, after you get assigned your supervisor, I see you going to her and saying, you know, if you need me to work extra hours, I'm your gal. If someone calls in sick, even if it's my day off, I'm your gal. Because I really, really am happy to work here. And now that I know the system, I'm even more excited about working here.
Yes.
Okay. So in other words, whoever ends up being your supervisor, you and I know this sounds a little crass, but I'm going to say it. You are drinking the Kool-Aid. She's the best thing since peanut butter and jelly on sliced bread. You treat her like she is the best thing on the planet. And whatever she tells you, you actually align with it. Because what it's saying here is that not only do I see that this job goes really well for you, I'm also seeing here you don't have to do it the hard way anymore, and that you're going to meet some really nice new friends through the people at work. So when you get invited to do anything kind of group-related outside of work, I want you to do it.
Okay.
Because what I'm getting here is that, sorry, my cat just stepped on my computer. bless his little heart. Okay. So anyway, so what I'm getting is that the more that you act like this is the best thing that ever happened to you, the more rewards you get personally and professionally. And see, that's what I love about what's going on here at this job. I absolutely love that you have this fresh new beginning. I love that you're going to be exposed to things you've never been exposed to, and I mean that in a good way. And the only thing is that you have to not be afraid of the new things, because what the new things do is align you with people and help take away a lot of the lonesomeness that you've had over the last 3 years.
Yes, absolutely.
All right,
well,
gal pal, thanks for the call. I'm so happy for you.
Bless you, and I'll keep it at least 2 years?
I think that you'll probably stay there 4.
Oh, then what a blessing. That's exactly what I want.
Yeah, well, it's saying 4 years. And that in 4 years that you save up those extra resources you need to save up. But the more important thing are the friendships that you create as a result of this job, so that when you actually do officially retire, you have friendships that carry over from the job.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. Do you want to stay on hold or you want me to let you go?
I would love to listen to your show, and may God bless you.
Thank you. You too. See you later. Okay. All right. You guys, I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to area code fabulous 702. Hello, 702. Who's this? Hello, 702.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Who's this?
This is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. What's your question?
Well, I thought it was going to be one thing, but then after listening to some of the callers, I've changed what it was going to be. I've had a rough couple of years, and tomorrow marks the 2-year mark of something traumatic that happened to me, and I'm just wondering if you see in the future when this will be over.
Well, you know what's so funny about your cards is that the you have the number 2 repeating here twice. So I would have told you that there was something about the number 2 in your reading. And what's interesting is tomorrow also happens to be the 2nd.
Right.
So that's just weird.
So tomorrow marks the 2-year mark. So, yeah.
So what I think is going on here is that between now and tomorrow, I'd like you to write down a list of all the things that you're releasing. And the first one is fear.
Okay.
But I would list all of the things that you're letting go of, because it's saying that instead of it being, instead of tomorrow being a memory of what happened, I'd rather that tomorrow be a moving forward and your sort of your own personal New Year day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sitting here looking at your cards, and I'm looking at I want to tell you something different than your question, because of how strongly it's coming up in your cards, is that you're going into what I call a no-compromise vibration, that if something's working for you, great, but if something's not working for you, that's out of your life. You're not going to let it influence you anymore. And there's a man here coming up in your cards that I really like, dark hair, dark eyes, kind of a big guy, really likes the good things in life, like can order a great bottle of wine in a restaurant, but could also go with you to have your toes done and just have a pedicure and have someone work on his feet. I mean, the guy is just, he's very, very masculine, feminine balanced. You see what I mean? Do you recognize
mm-hmm.
him?
No.
Well, this man's coming into your life as somebody that's going to be important to you, because that card is followed by a feeling of a childhood friendship. And in other words, someone you feel like you've known for a long time, that is that may have always regarded you well from afar. But even if you haven't met the person, it feels almost like in many lifetimes you reconnect with this person. But I have to tell you, that's the adventure I see about to happen for you. Is the meeting of this man?
Okay, well, I've had myself closed off to any possibilities of anything, like even getting a new car or anything potential in my future, because as a result of this event, I've been fighting a trial that's coming up in February, and so I've been closed off to anything because I don't know
sure.
what's going to happen.
Well, and that's funny, because there's that number 2 again, because February is the number 2 month.
Mm-hmm.
So the funny thing is your conclusion card in your reading is this card of do not delay anything that you need to take care of for yourself, and that's resonating to the number 4. So if we count forward, 4 months from now is February.
Uh-huh.
So, but there's this man, dark-haired, dark-eyed man, that you are going to meet at some point over the next couple of years that is going to be important to you. So if there are things you have to delay because of this trial, I totally understand that. But there are also things that you can do to prepare for this trial that you need to take care of. And that's where I
okay.
say the no compromise. So I did I'm just going to give you an example. I did a reading for someone recently that was going to trial. And I said that the most important thing to bring up in this the most important thing to get this trial to arbitration or to negotiation of some sort is to stress the person's reputation, the other person's reputation. In other words, you start looking at things that that support your case by whoever you're fighting in the case. So you start basically digging for reputation or other incidents where this may have happened before.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
you start doing some of the research so you're not paying your attorney to do it.
Okay.
You see what I mean? And then you
yes.
bring it up with all the research, and the next time you have a meeting, you bring that to your attorney. Say, by the way, I found this to support the case. Because the thing is that nobody's going to be keeping a watchful eye on what you're searching for. Well, besides, you know, Big Brother.
Yeah.
I just, seriously, you can search anything on the internet to find what you need to find.
Okay.
And that's what I guess I'm trying to get to with you, is that use this time to prepare so that you have more, I'd rather you have more than less working for you.
Mm-hmm.
But do I see that, by the way, let me ask, let me tell you the next answer to the next question you have is, according to what I'm seeing here, is that the trial goes in your favor.
Well, that's amazing.
So
you read me in October something similar, and it was about this, and everything you told me so far has been accurate. So let's hope that's the same.
Okay. Well, you know, here's the thing. I'm not a fortune teller. What I do is I look at the vibration of what's going on with you right now, what's likely to happen, and I give you suggestions based on that vibration. So when you agree with that, then you're the one that creates the future, not me. You
right.
see? So when you
yes,
agree
ma'am.
With the idea of looking at things in a different way, then you're actually agreeing to open yourself to the universe, to have the universe assist and help you. So Melissa, what this is saying is that you actually are so much stronger now than you were 6 months ago or a year ago, and especially 2 years ago.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The thing is that the best way to motivate you is not sadness. It's being pissed off. I mean, seriously, it's like when someone dares you to do something because they've underestimated you, and you go, oh, hell no. I'll show you, right?
Right.
And so now you've taken that energy, that emotion, and it went from sadness and pain into anger and action. And now it's action. It's not so much anger anymore. It's action. And so as I look at this in your cards, I'm going, wow, you might even create some sort of a career for yourself as a result of this. It could even be a screenplay that you write. Or a short story for L.A. Law. I don't know. I'm serious. But right now, it's the effort of giving. It's about more credential and backup, not less. And if you find it and give it to your attorney all laid out, then what happens is now your attorney has even more ammo in a direction that they might not have thought of. All right, gal pal, you got this. Keep me updated, okay?
Thank you so much. I will.
All right, see you later. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 678 area code. Hello, 678. Who's this?
This is Randy.
Oh, hi, Randy. What's your question for me?
Well, I guess I would like to know what's likely to happen in my career and then my health.
Okay, so which one do you want me to address? Because I do one question.
Probably the career.
Okay. So there's been a really, really unfair vibration around you right now. What it's saying is that either you were let go from a job, or you didn't get a promotion, or it's saying here the money's been cut off in some way. So it's incredibly unfair to you. So are you still working now?
Well, actually, I'm on short-term disability right now.
Okay, so that's where the weird, unfair things happen, and the money's tight right now. Here's the thing, is you've got this card that talks about a personal breakthrough, but in traditional tarot, it resonates to a card called Justice, which means if there was any lawsuit or judgment that you were going toward, the way this card is coming up is that it says that you win. It says that you actually get to move forward by some sort of a settlement. But in the meantime, what it's saying is that you can't do much now.
That's right.
So here's the interesting thing. You've got this card that talks about going with the flow. Now, it's a card of not fighting. In other words, you're in a canoe, and you got a paddle, and you're trying to paddle upstream, and it's not working very well. What this card literally means is that you take the paddles out of the water and you let it guide you. One of the things that's really difficult for you, Randy, is that you're somebody that likes to take action on things. You don't like to have things just kind of flow. And frankly, you don't have enough to do in your day right now because of what's going on. So what I would highly recommend is very similar to what I said to the last caller, is that you start preparing for kind of your own case as part of your daily ritual, that you start searching on the internet and you start searching in the library for things that might benefit you in some way. But it's also saying here that you're not necessarily supposed to go back to that job. That there's a part of this that's saying that if you didn't go back to the job, what else would you do? Because I think you're a little stuck on the idea of going back to this job. And what I'm getting in my gut for you, and what I'm getting in the reading for you here with the cards, is it saying that be a little willing to see what else could be presented to you that could actually make you more money than you did in your last job. So what do you do for work now, Randy?
I'm an engineer.
Okay, which kind?
Electrical.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that you could take your experience after all this is said and done and turn it into a safety consultant electrically, right?
Possibly.
So one of the things you could do right now while you're on disability is you could actually start attending OSHA classes. So you could reinvent yourself in some way as a safety consultant or safety director specifically for electrical, and then get the OSHA credentials behind it. You could do that because you're that smart. And what I'm getting here is that I want things to fill up your day that have nothing to do with daytime TV.
Okay.
Because all that's doing is it's stressing you out, and it's not moving you forward. So if you start, because on disability you can attend classes, right? You can go to,
yeah.
And by the way,
yeah.
I think the OSHA classes are free or very, very low cost. And I think that if you attend for about a year, you can get all these little letters behind your name that show you an expert in certain things. So and the best part about this is you'll meet other people that are connected with safety that might actually offer you a job. Because I don't see you going, this does not say you go back to your old company, my friend.
Okay.
It actually says that there's some sort of a settlement, which basically is not enough for you to retire on. So you're going to have to find a way to reinvent yourself. Well, the best way for you to reinvent yourself is to not go in there with the idea that, you know, I've been injured and I'm on disability. Just say, I'm on leave from my company right now, and I'm learning as much as I can to fill up my day. And then when you meet these other people that are, because these could be, you know, guys that build homes. These could be guys, so you could be the guy that's the electrical inspector for all the homes.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's saying that exactly what you're going through right now, you're not supposed to be at your old job anymore. So as soon as you open your mind, even just 10% to the idea that you don't have to go back to that other job, and instead put yourself in front of people that could actually see the new invention of Randy, I'm all about that for you.
Okay. Okay. Very
so, Randy, how did you find my program?
My wife talks to you from time to time. She
oh,
wanted me
bless
to,
her
to,
heart.
Talk with you.
Okay.
So.
Well, here's the thing, is that I'm serious about the idea of you investigating those classes because you have the time to do them. And frankly, you need to get your butt out of the house.
Yeah. I realize all that. I'm trying to sort some things out right now. So it's
okay. And one more
it's
thing.
In the works.
Okay, one more thing. The universe has a tricky way of working with you sometimes. And one of the things I want you to think about is I want you to think about anyone out there that might owe you a favor. Okay? And if they do owe you a favor and they can help you in your career in some way, I want you to talk with them. For example, if you know somebody that is a builder, or a friend of yours knows somebody that's a builder, say, hey, can I get a tour of your construction site? I want to see how you guys do blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, the thing is it's saying that the more that you can, for example, the other thing you could do is get licensed as a home appraiser.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you got licensed to do that, then you make somewhere between $250 and $400 per inspection, right? And with your electrical background, what happens is now if you did decide to go the consulting route, not only could you be a safety consultant connected with electrical, you could also be the dude that installs or inspects people's smoke alarms, just for starters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, there's a world for you.
Oh, you're wide open in this field. I mean, there's
exactly
hundreds of things
Right. Now,
so
I don't want you selling.
Example.
Right. I don't necessarily want you to sell for, you know, one of those home alarm systems, but you could certainly install custom ones for people on their own.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, there's lots you can do, but I would start with the OSHA safety classes. And then when people ask you about your history, say, oh, yeah, I worked for XYZ company for years, and then I'm decided to go into consulting because I saw a real need for this.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right, my friend.
Well,
thanks for the call.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 215 area code. Hello, 215. Who's this?
Hello. My name is Susan. How are you doing today?
Hi, Susan. What's your question?
I was in an accident Thursday night. And
oh, crap. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you. Do you see anything happening good for me? I just been having bad luck lately, and I'm just, you know, and
well,
I don't know how the acting's going to turn out.
Okay, so here's the thing. The universe is telling you to slow the F down, okay?
Yeah.
Because what's happening here is that you're missing things, which is, and I'm telling you, I don't think the accident was your fault, but you're missing things. And so...
Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting is that the biggest way out of your situation right now is twofold. The first is realizing that the universe, God, spirit is trying to move through you and guide you to what you want. That's the first thing. The second thing is that you are incredibly creative and you've been cutting off that creative side in order to be, quote, unquote, responsible. Okay. So it's saying the path to moving forward and out of bad luck, okay, is by you allowing yourself to listen to what you're being presented with, to recognize and be incredibly aware to what's being presented to you. So you've got this card that talks about, the first card is you not paying attention to your own creative side. So it could be writing, it could be cooking, it could be singing, it could be music, it could be performing. It could be a whole bunch of different things. But there needs to be an outlet for your creative side. That's the first thing. The second thing is that by you initiating or tapping into this creative side, it's saying that you meet what I call a soulmate for you. Now, this may or may not be romantic. It could be a girlfriend. It could be somebody that could be a boss for you. It could be somebody that guides you through the fact that, okay, you were in an accident. Maybe you do need an attorney to coach for you on your side. Whatever it is, it's saying that the way out of this weird vibration that you've found yourself sort of spinning in is first creatively and then connecting with people that are also doing whatever the creative thing is. Okay, so it could be you take a watercolor class. It could be that you take a dance class. It could be that you take a cooking class. Whatever it is, it's saying that you have to get out of your house to participate in something that is creative for you. And that by doing that, you actually get to meet somebody that acts as a guru, spiritual guide, leader, or advocate for you in some way.
Okay.
Now, it all starts from one very basic thing, fabulous Susan, and that is that you need to value yourself first.
Okay.
All right? And that by you going, okay, I'm going to sit still long enough, and I'm going to think about why are all these things happening? Well, the very first thing that I got for you is that you need to slow down and pay attention to what's working for you and not what's working against you. Because, you know, one of the things that I tell people is if there's something you can't do for whatever reason, all right, Maybe you weren't invited. Maybe you don't have the money. Maybe whatever it is. If there's something you can't do, instead of dwelling on the can't, because that's depressing, you then turn around and go, well, okay, let me look around. What can I do? It could be something as simple as tidying up your house or cleaning a particular room or cleaning out your closet and giving away clothes to charity, whatever it is. You focus on what you can do, and at the end of whatever that project is, you feel better because you did it. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that your luck is about to change, and I'm telling you that it seems like this year has just been kind of sucky for you.
Yes.
So here we are on October 1st, all right? And by the way, let me just talk about October for a minute. So 2017... in numerology adds up to a 10. So 2 and 1 and 7 equals 10, okay?
Mm-hmm.
October is the 10th month. So if we could actually take the most powerful part of 2017, we could actually show it in this month, 2017, October 10, all right? Now, in numerology, both those numbers, you drop the 0, they reduce to a 1. So what that means is that you're supposed to put yourself number 1 right now. And instead of letting other people make you feel guilty that you're supposed to serve them or support them in some way, you got to look out for number 1. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to look at today as though today is your personal New Year. And I want you to look at every day of October as though when you wake up in the morning, you say to yourself, what can I do today that's going to make me feel better mentally, physically, spiritually, or emotionally?
Mm-hmm.
Every day
now,
when you wake up.
Moni, you were talking about soulmate and spiritual. Could that be like my fiance, because he's spiritual, you know, he's in the church and all that, and, you know,
here's
could that
be? Here's the thing about your fiance is mm-hmm. that, and I don't know why I'm getting this, okay, I sort of know why, but there's this weird mm-hmm. card that's connected next to your fiancé. And I'm going to ask you a question, because it's going to be incredibly revealing about the relationship you have with your fiancé. Do you feel more liberated in the relationship with your fiancé, or do you feel like you have to change yourself in any way to align with your fiancé?
I feel like I have to change.
Then this may be the whole wake-up call that you're getting.
The wake-up call, like, what, to move on separately?
No, here's the thing, is that you can still be with this guy, marry this guy, but I think mm-hmm. what needs to happen is that you need to be more yourself and not more what you think he wants you to be.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay, and I think that's why the universe is telling you to slow down, because I want you to recognize what doesn't feel quite right when it doesn't feel right.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you very much. You have
okay.
a nice week.
You
bye
too.
Bye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 469 area code. Hello, 469. Who's this?
Hi, this is LaShondra.
Hi, LaShondra. What's your question?
Okay, so I interviewed for this special education job on Friday, and I'm trying to see, do you see a job offer from that particular job?
Okay, it's really weird. I don't know why I'm asking. I don't usually ask questions. I usually just answer your question. But I got to ask mm-hmm. you this question, because it's the first thing that went right into my gut, is do you want this job?
Yes.
Okay, because if you want the job, it says it's yours. But what I'm getting is I think you're going to take this job, and if you work there mm-hmm. a year, you'll probably work there maybe a year, and you're going to find a different mm-hmm. job.
Okay. Is it going to be a different job in special ed, or is it going to be like in corporate?
Well, okay, what I'm getting is that you take this job, and then there's something connected with either January of 2018 or January of 2019 is when you change jobs again. So you might only be in this job 6 weeks.
Really?
And it's not because you don't like the job. It's because something else presents itself that is a much better opportunity for you.
Oh.
So when the job's offered, totally take it. But it could mean a promotion at the new job you end up taking in a year and a half. So it could be at the same job. Or there could be some new opportunity that you go, holy crap, I totally have to apply for this.
Well, I've been applying for jobs in special ed and in corporate.
Yeah.
And I started doing this when I'm in a school district, and I was treated unfairly to the point where I had to get a lawyer. And we're at the end. I find my signature, my lawyer signed my signature. And so they, have to sign their signature and everything, and it's going to be finalized, should be by this week.
Right.
So I started looking for, teaching jobs at other school districts, but I also was looking for jobs back in the corporate world. And is it possible that one of these jobs that I apply for in corporate will eventually reach out to me?
Okay, so if here's okay, I'll give you totally what I'm seeing here, and I'm totally giving you what I'm seeing anyway. But I'm going to tell you that now that you've given me those two choices, I would prefer you take a job in corporate as opposed to a job in the school district, because what I'm getting here is it feels like you're going to get a lot of the same crap you dealt with before if you go back into the school district. Whereas if you go into corporate America and whatever that is, teaching benefits, training, human resources, whatever it is.
I'm trying to do corporate training.
Okay. Well, because I think that's a better fit for you, because ultimately you could be somebody that does big presentations for large groups of people down the road as soon as you get comfortable in that kind of arena. So you could be people that teach healthcare to large groups of people that don't understand it. You see what I mean? And whatever it is, okay? So I would prefer that you hold out for the corporate job as opposed to the school district job. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, it does.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
All right.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, you guys, I don't have time to take another call, but what I will tell you is that if you mention Psychic View, and you, when you email me through my website, which is www.mona.vegas, and mention that you've heard me on the radio, you do get a little special discount for the folks that listen to my broadcast, and then you can have a full session with me, and then it's private and it's all about you, which is actually how it should be. So I will be back live next Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you then.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question. Ask about how to attract love. Or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.